but come up a little short there at the end. Just kind of give me the impression, your impressions on the game.
Yeah, it was, a tough loss. I think we all played them for large stretches of the game, and but you got to give them credit. They're tough and they battled back, and you've got another experienced football team that's, fighting for the playoffs and the conference title. So, but the kids went in and competed. I think the biggest thing, that I've been trying to get across my team is you earn victories, and we're starting to learn what it takes to earn wins. I mean, Stony Brook, we played tough and had a chance to win the game, and I think this week was probably our best effort all the way through. Sadly, it's taken longer than I'd wish, but we've had a lot of new people, and I think I'm pretty excited about what I saw Saturday and the potential that we have.
How frustrating was the one was this one? I know you've lost a bunch of close games that you like to have back, but you get the fumble out of the end zone, the couple of interceptions, then the blocked field goal at the end. Was this maybe the most frustrating of them all?
No, not really. I mean, I think the frustrating ones are the games that appeared to be bigger spreads that we believe we could have won if we'd have played better. They're worse. This one, look, we have a. My old boss used to always tell me, what you see in camp and early in the season is what you're going to get for the year. It's hard to break bad habits. We've had a problem with turning the ball over in the red zone. We've got an exorbitant number of turnovers, and it's continued to haunt us. We had three more or so in the red zone. You can't win football games doing that, and that's something we've got to break through. And there's no real explanation for it other than we got to be smarter with the football. We've got to be attentive to how we're calling plays in certain situations. But we gave up a big run on defense. Other than that, the defense played very well. But the turnovers in the red zone are a problem, and it haunts you in the game. It should have never came down to a field goal. It should have been them trying to kick a field goal. But at the end of the day, you credit your opponent, you move on, and we're if we can learn this concept of winning, earning a game and possession of football, it'll really benefit us moving forward.
Let's start with the defense that I touched on. You're up 17-0 at half. Your defense pitches a shutout against a pretty high-powered Rhode Island offense there in the first half. What were you able to do so well?
Yeah, we just limited big plays in the first half, and when the competed, and I thought our defensive line, we were starting to pressure the quarterback with our front pretty well, and I think they did a good job keeping them off balance. They had a couple opportunities that didn't materialize, like in all games, but it was a great start. I think the first drive of the second half was really the what broke the dam for them. We get caught in a man-to-man blitz, and they split a run for a long run, and it's just something we can't do. We got to make them earn it there, and they were having trouble with that moment putting longer drives together, and you just don't want to give us a big play like that, but we did. But it's still, I mean, we drive right back down the field. We fumble at the 1 yard line. We throw a pick at the 1 2 yard line. We have a block kick that caught, that's three or four turnovers in the red zone. It can't happen. You got to be productive there, and we've got to be better at it. But it's been a problem all year that we have to address in the off season and get it fixed.
Dante Loon, we've talked about him virtually every week, I think, but 15 tackles and a couple of interceptions. He was able to get in the backfield on a big play to make a tackle. Just talk about the impact that maybe about his game Saturday and just the impact that he's had all year long for your defense.
Yeah, he's been really good all year. He's been the one constant solid we've had. I think our defense has gotten better every week. We're seeing the progress. When you replace, of our 22 players on defense from 23, we lost 16 of them, and that's hard to fix, all our starters. I think the transfers that we brought in have really bought in and are getting better and better every week. We see it on the D line. We see it in a lot of places. But no, nowhere more importantly than Dante Lunan at linebacker has been exceptional. Another in a long line of good middle linebackers we had. He was leading the conference in tackles. He's every game he's playing his tail off. I've been really proud of him in the way he's learning to become a leader, and he's been exceptional all season for us.
Offensively, Van Weber gets his first start and throws for 354 yards and a couple of touchdowns. I know there were a couple of picks he probably would like to have back, but what did you see from him on Saturday?
Yeah, I mean, I was just talking to coaches. I don't know if I've been around some good freshman debuts. I'm not sure I've seen a better one. I think especially when you look at the venue and the opponent. I think he played extremely well. I think, we dropped a couple passes that, we dropped a touchdown pass in the first drive that where we got three instead of seven, which would have could have changed the game course of the game dramatically. He is we knew he was going to be good. We were excited about him as we were moving into the future. Injuries opened the door for him a little bit sooner than we thought. I thought he played really, really well in a really tough situation at Stony Brook last week, and I thought he was exceptional in the game. I mean, the pick on the goal line is a good play by Rhode Island, and I think experience will tell him it's hard to throw a dig route in the red zone when the safety's not getting pushed out, and I think that's a lesson he'll learn real quickly. And but credit Rhode Island. I think the other pick was just, I mean, it's another one of those calls that, I'll never understand what's interference and what isn't sometimes. Guy's early and hits the receiver and the over his back, and it's not interference for us. So, that was a tough one. I don't really blame him for that one. I think it was the right throw, and I felt we probably should have got a flag there, but we didn't get it, and so we have to move on. But at the end of the day, the kid, he took some shots. He held up. He made some brilliant throws. He knows where to go with the football. I'm really proud of him. And the, I got an idea what great quarterbacks look like. I feel like he's got a shot to be a great one.
You've been so banged up this year at the running back position, and Alec Brege gets his chance in 13 carries, 62 yards, also caught a touchdown pass. Talk about his opportunity and how he did.
He was unbelievable. Griffin Waddell's been out for a while and was an all-conference player last year. Faisal Aiden has been really good for us this year. We haven't had him for the last couple. He got hurt in the Stony Brook game after a big game. JoJo has been a real up-and-coming back. He got hurt in the first quarter. And then, Alex just every week practices hard. He's one of those kids that, you hear the next man up mentality. He never blinked. He went in last week and played well. I thought he was exceptional in the game. He made a couple really good runs, and we trust him in pass protection. He's not afraid to take on linebackers and everything. I'm really happy with him, and he's earning a spot with us with the way he played Saturday. I'm actually eager to see him this week, and if he can keep progressing, because he's what it's all about. Guys that step up in critical moments and play really well.
Senior day on Saturday for your team. Just maybe talk about that group that'll be playing their last games for you.
Yeah, senior day is always brutal for me. As I've gotten older, especially, it's, you get attached to them, and we got a bunch of good ones. I think I feel terrible for them that we couldn't build on last year, this year, and have a better season for them. But that said, the life lessons of football are very meaningful. We preach it here. It's something that gets you ready for life and the ups and downs. And these guys have been great contributors to our program, great people, stay out of trouble. I can't say enough about our seniors. We just don't have a whole lot of them this year. Last year, I think we had 25. This year, we have, not too many that are playing, that've been here for a period of time. I don't know how the transfer portal is going to affect these senior days, but at the end of the day, it's a group of guys we feel really good about through a very tough season. They do nothing but work hard and stay positive, and I got a lot of respect for this football team.
Hampton at home on Saturday. Talk about maybe some of the challenges they present.
Yeah, I think they've played really well this year. They've had a couple tough losses as well, and talented, athletic. They're playing hard for their coach, and we know it's going to be a tough football game. They got a chance to finish strong. It's as the last win in your last game is important as you move into the next phase. And I think that they're a team that's playing really well right now. We're just eager to get to a home game. It's been tough. You play your first game, your last game at home, and in between, it feels like we've been on the road every week. And it's been tough. But I think that getting home is beneficial. But we're just more excited about playing this last game at home and honoring our seniors and hopefully get a good crowd into the game.
All right, Greg. Thanks so much for the time here this morning, all season long. I've enjoyed it, and